Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, folks.
Morning, Dan and Danette.
Morning.
Here we are, another day, another Dan Patrick Show. If you'd like to watch, Peacock.
Peacock. I like the way you say Peacock.
If you want to listen later, download the podcast.
Download.
Download. But right now, 3 hours live of the best sports talk on the air.
Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show, Memorial Day edition.
And don't forget what Memorial Day is all about.
Dan and the Danettes are off, paying tribute to the brave men and women who sacrificed their lives in service of this nation. But the show must go on, and Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker have picked up the mantle. Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Good morning to you, Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Rob, you have, I know you have a trip planned to Australia. When are you going to Australia?
Yeah, that's January? in January 2022. But this summer, what I like to do, and I'm going to get out, is I'm traveling all over the country. What I do is I link up with friends all over the country, go to ball games, baseball games, eat chicken wings, and just spend quality time with people. I love, Doug, just hanging out with people, conversations, and baseball games allow you to do that. You know, it's like you get fresh air, you eat some fun food, and you get to talk to people you don't get to see. And that's all I got planned. I got a trip to Dallas next weekend, and then I'm going to New York and a couple other spots, Cincinnati, around the country. So at Chicago, St. Louis, everywhere I'm going, I go to a baseball game.
Okay. But now are you working the whole time? Like when you, how do you work?
No.
Your show is 7 to 10 Eastern time. The Odd Couple, by the way, he and Chris Broussard every night on Fox Sports Radio. Do you take those days off? How do you do it?
Yeah, I haven't had a vacation in a year and a half. So these are all just time off where I'm going to step aside from the show and just take some time to, you know, recharge the battery. I'm normally, you know, Doug, we work on holidays together all the time. I'm a worker. I'm cool with a double shift. I did a column for Deadspin already this morning, working with you and for the Dan Patrick Show, and then The Odd Couple tonight. And this is typical for me. You know, I don't have a family. I'm just like a single guy. And if I'm not on a trip or anything, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work. If I was on a trip or I had a thing, something to do, then I would do that. But if I really don't have plans, I'm all into work.
You know, it's interesting. I haven't taken like a week off. I think I've worked for Fox Sports Radio 4 years. I don't think I've taken a straight week off.
Is that right? In 4 years?
Yeah. Wow. I've taken occasional. I mean, like my first months on the job, I was coaching a team that played in Israel, and I do think I took a week off then. But right. I did 10 shows from Israel. I actually did 10 shows from Israel. So it can be done. But one of the reasons I don't take enough time off, one is I'm an idiot. Two, I'm like that Jay Leno thing. I think, you know, somebody's going to fill in for me and be better than me. Probably pretty accurate.
You can't, gotta let that go.
Right? And then, but the other thing is, like, stuff in sports happens and changes so fast. Imagine like if you're Dan, right? Like if you're Dan and
right.
And like Friday you signed off and the Clippers were dead and the Lakers are going to win it again. You're like, all right, Lakers and Nets. Look like Lakers and Nets. And now you take today off and in 3 days from the first half of the with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter of game three, the Mavericks are up 19 points. They lose that game by 10. They lose by like 30 yesterday. Luka's not right. And then the Lakers, who win in an absolute laugher, was it on Thursday? Thursday, LeBron James is in the post, and Andre Drummond is like mimicking him, and everybody's smiling and laughing. You're like, dude, the Lakers are having so much fun. They know something we don't, which is that the Suns can't beat them. And then all of a sudden, Chris Paul returns and looks relatively healthy. Anthony Davis gets hurt. The Suns win the game. And now the Lakers, I mean, this is a dramatic turn of events.
Big time. So when Dan comes back to a show tomorrow, the dialogue and the conversation is different. And, you know, I mean, the Lakers have a real shot at being knocked out in the first round. It could happen. Maybe Anthony Davis recovers quickly. You know, Doug, playing basketball with the groin better than I do. And, you know, he's already had a groin issue. Remember late in the season, he had an issue. Does that go away? How does that get better? You know, will that impact him? And LeBron at this age, can he really carry a team anymore? I mean, I'm not so sure he can.
Yeah, I don't think he can carry them through the whole playoffs. He might be able to carry them against the Suns, but part of what made them so hard for the Suns just didn't match up with them well with when he was playing the five and they'd figured out a way when he's playing the four. You know, now you take Anthony Davis out and it's like you got to get back to old school play through LeBron. The problem is like, okay, are you going to use Marc Gasol? But Marc Gasol can't move anymore. Are you going to use Andre Drummond who can't score and is kind of in the way when LeBron's trying to post up or play downhill? Like they have to almost completely change the way they play in very, very short order. So it's going to be fascinating to me. you know, fascinating to me to see what takes place, you know, what takes place from this point forward.
And Doug, the other thing, too, I just want to slide over to the Clippers for a minute. On Friday, Chris Broussard and I had this conversation about the Clippers. And I said, if they were to come back and win this series, this might be the turning point in the franchise.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I said, maybe they had to be pushed to the brink, and maybe this would be something that could finally, you know, put this franchise over like they were left for dead, ridiculed, they don't have any heart. I heard everything. I mean, all those, you know, Nick Wright and Shannon Sharp and all the people made fun of them. And now there's a different conversation going on, as well as they're playing and the situation with the Mavericks and Luka. But this could be that turning. I remember covering the 2004 Pistons. And if you remember, famous Tayshaun Prince block in game two against the Pacers. Do you remember that? Reggie Miller went up, instead of dunking it, was going to lay the ball up. And Tayshaun chased him down, blocked the shot, saved the ball inbounds. Rip Hamilton got the Pistons, wound up winning that game. That changed everything. And I remember that day, Doug, that night, I wrote a column and I said, if the Pistons make it to the NBA Finals, remember that play. It was one of those moments that altered their course. Instead of being down 0-2 to the Pacers and having to win 4 out of 5 and whatnot, they split in Indiana and then wound up winning that series and wound up going to the finals and winning. I look at the Clippers in the same vein.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Winning the game Friday night and turning that thing around everybody needs a moment, right?
Yeah,
we do this. We do it in college football, and it's kind of dumb, but it is real, where you have the Heisman Trophy moment. But every team has we talk about the NCAA tournament, you have a game in which you have to survive, right? Where you find a way to win. And you go back through all these championship runs, and by and large, everybody had that moment where, you know, their inner fortitude was questioned. And if they found a way to get it done, that they move forward. It's happened for everybody. With the exception maybe of the first Warriors team with Kevin Durant, where there were no real challenges. They all, what's the old Mike Tyson? Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Well,
right.
They just got a 1-2 shot, and I think it's going to be interesting. I think it'd be unfair. It is completely unfair if you hold the rest of these playoffs against LeBron as a referendum for his overall greatness. Okay. Because at this stage in his career, somebody going to get hurt, just a product of, on the other hand, like, look, if his greatest accomplishment was the comeback 3-1 against the Warriors, no one has ever pointed out that Andrew Bogut got hurt. Right? We pointed out some that Draymond Green got suspended and that changed the series. And obviously Kyrie and LeBron went nuts. And then it was an incredible finish in a game 7. But know what? Like, the starting center for the Warriors got hurt. And then Draymond was out. And that all helped kind of forever change this series. So game 5 was played without Draymond Green, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, and without Andrew Bogut, who was a very important part of how they are who they are. But, you know.
Then you know what? Your point is well taken, but whenever I hear that, I still say Steph Curry is supposed to be that guy. Like, everybody talks about him in that vein. He's the greatest shooter of all time. He did this, did that. I get all the numbers. I've seen all the threes, half court, three quarter, all that. You won 73 games that year. You needed to win 1 of 3 games. If you're that guy, you got to win 1 game, Doug, for your team on that season. 1 game. They also lost 2 of those 3 games at home. To me, when I look at that, and I'm not taking anything away from LeBron, but that is the ultimate choke job. It had never been done in the history of the NBA where a team was up 3-1 and lost. And that's why,
Rob, they didn't have 2 of their starters.
Draymond Green missed 1 game, not 3 games, Doug. Okay. You only had to win 1 game.
Okay, well,
that's a cop out.
With the Cavaliers, were the Cavaliers a, like, we all do this thing where like, well, the Warriors were just so incredibly
talented.
They
won 73 games that year, and they never lost more than two games all year, and they lost three games in a row.
Right. No, they clearly went for it in the regular season, whereas many other teams dialed it back. Right? They went for it. They were a bit ahead of the curve as other teams have adjusted to small ball. Okay, but go back and look at like rosters like Kyrie and Steph. All right, I'd take Steph ahead of Kyrie, but it's not by so much. And okay, so you have Clay or LeBron. Like, who are you gonna take, Clay or LeBron? No, nobody's. I love Clay Thompson. He's a great player. Nobody's taking Clay over LeBron. And then you have Tristan Thompson or Draymond Green. Draymond Green, clearly a better passer. Neither's a particularly good offensive player. And I would say Tristan a better rebounder and probably not as good a defensive player. Right. And then you have Kevin Love as well. And Kevin Love who are we going for the next best? Harrison Barnes?
But that doesn't mean they can't win one game. It wasn't a talent mismatch.
It just wasn't. So, like, look, I think Steph is great. I don't think he's at the level of Kevin Durant or LeBron. Part of that is because of size and inability to affect the game that way. But I don't remember the all-time choke job.
How so? You're up 3-1. It never happened in the history of the NBA.
So you have home court advantage. You have two games at home. For game five at home, they didn't have Draymond and they didn't have Bogut. All right. So you're playing with one arm behind your back, and you can say whatever you want about Draymond not being able to score. The reason they are who they are and how they are, the reason they won 73 games was they had the best guy in the league at the time at being able to play small and guard all five positions. And then also offensively, he's an unbelievable passer and playmaker. You take Draymond out, they're not the same basketball team. All right, so that's game five. Game six, you go back to Cleveland. You're not expected to win that game. Game seven was a great game, and it was decided by one shot. That's really what happened.
Do you remember when Steph Curry threw the ball out of bounds?
Because in reality, they're up three games to one, but that's not the reality of what actually took place.
Do you remember the behind-the-back pass he threw out of bounds in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
And look, if we ever tell the real story of Steph Curry, right? The real story of Steph Curry is he does turn it over too much. He's not really a point guard. He's better without the ball than with the ball. But
when
he's
they got eliminated, he had seven turnovers.
Player. What?
I said he had seven turnovers when they lost to Memphis.
Sure. No, look, he's always been a high turnover guy. High risk, high reward. Right? But the rewards have been unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, I digress.
Yes. Sorry about that.
But part of what changes series, like, look, the Mavericks were kicking the Clippers' ass. They could not guard Luka. And obviously there was a collapse in game three. But the neck impingement, like, that thing has done a 180. Meanwhile, you look at the Suns. You know, injuries are the ultimate deciding factor. And look what happened with the Suns. Chris Paul had the weird shoulder thing, couldn't do anything in game three. Suddenly game four, he starts and looks pretty good. And then Anthony Davis gets hurt. And now the Lakers are running uphill here. It's really amazing on how an injury changes so dramatically somebody's fortune and then changes the narrative so great.
Doug, you coach. What would you do if AD is 70%, I don't know, and says, I probably could go and gut it out? Or would you just say we'd rather him miss game five and have him maybe in better shape for the last two games? Which one would you do, and how dire is it, especially with game five being in Arizona?
It's a great question. In reality, I don't know the severity of the injury. Right.
If he's hurt and he can't play, then that's out of the equation.
Is he hurt or is he injured? Okay.
Right.
So they play tomorrow, and then they play Thursday at home.
Yep.
Right. I just don't know if 2 days buys you enough. I would probably say you get him up and get him ready for game five, and you just see. You just get him, get treatment, and you just, you know, see how he's feeling in warmups. If he's feeling it, tugging or whatever, you just know we're good. And then maybe if you need him, if the game is close, if you can, Here's one of the things that I find interesting with these type of soft tissue injuries is like, you're actually, I feel like, more likely to hurt yourself when you come in and come out, when you go hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold. So whenever you do use him, like I would have him, you know, now granted the introduction sometimes slow guys down, but I would use him when he's warmed up. You know, we come out of the half and now I want to play him. And then if he sits out a substantial amount of time in the third quarter, like then you go and you go down the tunnel and you warm him back up. I don't know the type of injury it is, if it's a groin pull, right? Like, does he risk tearing it completely? What is that risk? You can't really take a shot there because then you could tear it and not know it. So that's a tough one. I just think you got to go with what the guy says. If he thinks he can go, he goes. But 2 days, it doesn't feel like there's going to be that much different in his, you know, you judge from now up until game time, how much has he improved? And then you try and factor that in. All right, what will 2 more days give us?
Yeah, I just wonder, just, you know, just hoping that it would improve a little bit more. And then because you're not eliminated if you lose game 5, you know, it would be different if this was game 7 and you just got to throw him out there and hope that he could survive it, you know, to get you to the next round. But I'm just thinking, you know, like the game 6 would be back at home. They'd have a chance to win if he had a little more time off. I think I would rest him. I really do.
Okay. I'm not a coach. You are your own best doctor. I think Anthony Davis' biggest issue is it's not that he doesn't take care of himself. I just think he's a hooper. And when it's time to play, he plays. And there's a reason his body is breaking down this many times. Right, like some guys get the knock of being injury prone, and it's not fair. Right, like Matt Holliday is a close friend of mine. I never forget, like he had late in his career with the Cardinals.
He had a great start. On the radio, I had him on my podcast.
Yeah, he's awesome. He had a thigh pull, you know, after getting on base like the first 44 games. The next year, he broke his thumb. He's like, I got hit on the hand with a fastball. Like, that's not being injury prone. Right. That's getting hit in the head with a fastball, right? So some guys get an unfair injury knock, right? But some guys are just injured all the time. And that appears to be what Anthony Davis is. And, you know, I just been told that the difference in him and LeBron is everything LeBron does is...
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
About his body, and Anthony Davis just likes to hoop, and it's not that he doesn't take care of his body, but it's not something he spends an attention level with, and that's one of the reasons, a lot like some of these other guys, that his body keeps breaking down. All right, coming up next, we'll get to Kyrie and Boston, where other vans stop. Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond, from their customization options and cutting-edge tech with their five-star sales service and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile by taking in that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Kyrie dominated in Boston, but his complicated legacy in Boston was marred again by two ugly incidents. We'll discuss next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I can just picture Rob Parker when this song really came out.
Oh, I remember this song. Oh, no doubt. I was a young guy, man, having a good time. Doug, some of the best years of my life was covering the NBA back in the late 80s, early 90s, traveling the country. It was just awesome. And I still remember being... We used to have like a little media used to play basketball, and I can remember Memorial Day in Chicago watching Michael Jordan, covering that, and playing basketball. Have you ever been to the Marriott right there on Michigan Avenue, Doug? You know what I'm talking about, right? Downtown?
No?
Yeah. On Michigan Avenue, they have a Marriott. They have a basketball court on the roof. And we used to play basketball because all the writers, you know, we were all Marriott whores and we all needed our points from Marriott. So we always stayed there. It was a great time. Dude, just a great time.
The good old days. Okay, so here's the thing about Kyrie Irving. First, apparently they're charging the idiot who threw the water bottle at Kyrie with assault, with felonious assault. Good.
Doug, do you understand this? Why would a person, I don't know what his background is, I don't know anything about this kid, okay? Why would you go to a
Cole
game
Buckley
and do something
name.
Like that? Why?
Because he had too much to drink. Like we it's like people don't understand. We show these viral videos of these awful fights in the outfield, right?
Right.
And you're like, why would any who? What's the matter with you people? Like what's the? Are you an animal? Like what is wrong with you?
Right.
What is wrong with you that you want to fight another human being because you're at a baseball game?
You're at a game. You came there to relax and have fun with your friends or your family, and you wind up in a fight? Over what?
But again, it's just a snapshot of, and here's my honest two cents. Okay. It starts honestly at AAU sports at youth. I have six youth teams from age 11 to 14. Right. Mm-hmm. And, this is 2 weeks ago. We're playing at American Sports Center, which is in Anaheim. And I have a team of fifth graders. And all I have is five kids on a Sunday because I got some of my kids are playing baseball and a couple of the kids are off. And whenever we play this team, and a kid on the other team actually tells the ref, F you, and gets a technical foul. Now, that's my kid.
How old?
11 years old.
Terrible. Terrible. Right?
And the parents are yelling at the ref. And like, I'm watching the same game. I'm letting Kenny Franklin, who's a dear friend of mine, he's my workout guru for my son, and he works my program. I'm letting him coach, and I'm just trying to be a dad and run my program and just watch. And I'm embarrassed at the other parents' behavior, especially when the kid, like, you know, like, come on, ref, call the fouls. Like, are you kidding me? Like, and then we play the same team an hour later in the championship game, and we lose. And I think at least a portion of it was our kids got a little intimidated by the parents yelling.
Right.
The referees got a little intimidated. And the other team played a little bit better, got a lead. And we had some kids that hadn't played a bunch at like that level. And we got behind. And we actually had a kid foul out and played better 4-on-5. They just started hooping and stopped thinking
about
it. Wow. Yeah. So anyway, it's a great learning lesson for them. But except for like, so I had a dad say, well, you know, my son was really rattled because the parents. And I was like, I watched the tape, and there's parents standing right next to the goal, like yelling at our kids when they're shooting shots. And like, what's the matter with you? It starts right there. Like, you can't purport yourself reasonably well when your kid's playing one of what will be 1,000 games. Right. And we don't call out that behavior. And then we go to, we popularize people getting in fights. Like, the truth is that most 99% of America thinks you're the biggest a-hole and idiot if you get in a fight in the stands. But sometimes these guys get like, oh, look at that punch. Oh my God. And I'm guilty of doing it as well. Like, I'm sitting there watching going, this is amazing. But then, like, you saw the Dodger fan knock out the Astro fan, right? But then his little kid sitting there crying, like, what are we doing?
Right.
So this is, right. I could be wrong. Like, we have this, you know, and unfortunately, because Kyrie kind of stoked the fire and talked about the racism, and it's a white kid, though he's wearing a Kevin Garnett jersey, threw us the bottle. People think that there's racism. I don't think it's racism. I just think that people are a-holes, and they drink a little bit, and they take out their frustration on the athletes. And everyone knows what the reasonable line is. Shouldn't curse at somebody. You can boo them. You can try and make up funny things. Like, the Trae Young is balding thing, whatever. Okay, funny thing is, a bunch of fat, bald guys yelling at Trae Young for having thin, wispy, mixed-race hair, whatever. But when you start saying F Trae Young, like, you've crossed the line. Now you're just gross. And those are the people that you become the shoe bomber, right? The shoe bomber ruined it for everybody. No one had to take off their shoes before, you know, going onto an airplane until this shoe bomber guy put some bomb in his shoes, right? That's what happened last night in Boston. We all don't want to have those cups and have the, you know, the new straws that are made out of fabric, made out of paper. But that's what we're going to get to because one idiot throws a plastic bottle at an NBA superstar.
Yep. That's where we are.
That's where we are. That's a snapshot of all of us because one idiot makes us all look that bad. Kurt Heelan joins us, lead NBA writer at NBCSports.com. Look, I'll let you pick. What do you think the bigger story is? The 180 in the two series with LA teams or what happened in Boston yesterday?
Wow, that's a good one. I'm leaning towards the LA. Maybe that's just recency bias because I'm with you. I've kind of grown almost weary of writing about morons, you know, throwing a bottle or spitting on Trae Young or whatever it is, dumping popcorn on Russ. Yeah, I'm with you. It's kind of a societal thing, and I'm and it's alcohol driven. And look, I was listening to your story. I'm a dad with two kids who play travel club soccer out here in Southern California, and have seen parents yelling at refs, seen behavior that I'm like, I've got to be better. I can't yell at the ref, and I don't want to model that for my kid, and I've got to find a way. So I think that, yeah, that kind of just runs through society. By the way, I should add, I can watch NBA games all day long and think, man, I don't know about that call, but the refs are human. And then I go to soccer games and I'm convinced that, you know, every ref has it out for my daughter in Southern California. They're all clearly targeting her.
So they don't want her to succeed. Why are you doing that to my daughter? Crazy. Well,
I'm weary of that story, but I get why it's just kind of a thing right now. And it ties into, you know, it becomes a player safety thing and stuff. The flips in LA are surprising. The Lakers, I guess, it's really just more about health. But the Clipper story has been really fascinating because that is just such a turn.
Kurt, I mean, listen, you tell me. Okay. I mean, first, I get Rick Carlisle always does it, but the Clippers were not ready to play on Friday night. They were not ready. They were tight, and Luka's
what was it,
kicking
14-2. They were down.
Luka's kicking their ass. They're up 19 points. And he takes him out because of rotations. Like, well, at the end of the quarter, in 4.5 minutes, it's a 3-point game. Like, you had their foot on their neck. You're like, you know what? Get up. Let's do this again. Like, what are you doing? And to go from that where, I mean, you're watching Steve Ballmer, and like, I wouldn't do it, but I do think that Steve Ballmer's the type of guy that runs the possibility of getting fired if they lose this game and then get swept out of the playoffs. To now, I don't see a way in which they don't win this series with Luka banged up.
Yeah, Luka getting banged up is part of it. The other thing is that they shot, including game three, they shot over 50% from three as a team. And unless your last name is Gottlieb, that's just unsustainable, right? Like nobody.
I'm 50% from the free throw line, Kurt. So let's. I appreciate that. I appreciate that greatly.
They were red hot until last night. But the other thing that happened, and I do love this about Ty Lue as a coach, when he finds a play that works or he finds a matchup that's his advantage, he goes to it. It's back to Cleveland days. Hey, this matchup works. We're going to go at you over and over and over again. We're going to run this play over and over again until you stop it. Well, he found something with that small ball lineup with Nick Batum at center, the shot-blocking machine. It worked though. Dallas does not have an answer for it, and like, all right, we're starting it next.
What is it? Necessity is the root of all invention. Is that right? Am I using that right? And so I don't know if they go to that if Serge Ibaka doesn't get hurt. Mm-hmm. Right? Serge Ibaka doesn't play on Friday.
They were forced to do it almost.
Right? And I'm like, Patrick Beverley's just too small to play in this to switch and play that way. But you're right. Like we don't give credit to Ty Lue. You know, we didn't give credit to Ty Lue when they won an NBA championship, come from 3-1 down. It's pretty remarkable on whoever on the staff is like, hey, let's try something a little different here.
Let me ask about Kawhi and his numbers. 65% shooting from the field, 50% from three. He has been, I mean, his numbers have been ridiculous. He started game three 8-for-8 from the field and started game 4 6-for-6. What how well is Kawhi playing? I think people were ready to dismiss him and say that we had overvalued him and over-talked him, you know, when he won that championship in Toronto.
I think there was a little of that. He had a quiet, because I think people didn't really give him the credit. He had a really fantastic season, like an all-NBA level season. Again, he's going to be first, second team all-NBA. But he is one of, you know, look, LeBron can carry a team to a championship. He's proven it, right? He's done it a bunch of times. But I think that there are probably three or four other guys walking the face of the earth who are capable of raising their game to that level for a stretch. Not as long as LeBron can, but and Kawhi's one of them. We saw him kind of do it actually, you know, in San Antonio. He did it in Toronto. He is capable of putting a team on his back for a stretch of games, and he's got some help now with, you know, Paul George out here. And so the Clippers' confidence is way high. It is just right back up now. And that's a team that's just, they seemed more comfortable and playing better around each other this year than last year. Honestly, it's a little tougher to tell as a reporter because you're not in the locker room this year and the vibe is different. But that was a team last year that felt entitled. And this year kind of clearly did not, but now seem to have that confidence that, hey, we can actually do this. We've got matchups that work for us.
It is remarkable. All right, let's get to the Lakers. Kurt Helein joining us. Lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Basketball Talk. How big a trouble are the Lakers? I mean, they love this matchup. I mean, think about it, though. Like, game three, LeBron's backing Jay Crowder down. And Andre Drummond is mimicking him on the sideline. They're having fun. They're laughing. They're goofing. And you're like, they know Phoenix can't beat him. Can't beat him. This is a bad matchup for Phoenix. And Chris Paul's hurt. And then all of a sudden, you know, Chris Paul does a Willis Reed last night. Anthony Davis gets hurt. And they never, I think seven was the closest it got to in the fourth quarter before Jay Crowder hits a three to make it 10. And now it's a completely different series. What are your thoughts on the can LeBron still carry a team to, they got to win two out of the next three. Forget about the rest of the playoffs. Just two out of the next three. Can they do it if LeBron has to do it without Anthony Davis?
I'm not sure that they can, because this is a good Phoenix team. And this team didn't win, I'm going to say 50 regular season games, whatever it was, on accident. Chris Paul, you're right. Chris Paul is critical for them. When he's hitting that mid-range, then you can't just help off him. They were helping off him to go get Booker. Suddenly everything else opens up, and then everything kind of gets crowded, and you know, there's more room for the Crowders and the Sarches and everybody else out there. I think they're in trouble. The Lakers are a top-heavy roster. With all due respect to Schroeder and Caruso and Kuzma, this is a roster built around having two of the five best players walk on the face of the earth playing well together, and you can't stop it. And if Anthony Davis isn't playing, and it's a grade one sprain, so we'll see if he's out there. But if he is, he's still going to be limited. I mean, we've all had that groin thing where you're walking around, you walk in the dog and it's fine, but the first time you try to plant off it and run or jump, you know, right? And it's easy to aggravate. If he can't go, I never want to bet against LeBron, but I just don't think this roster was built to win in a playoff type setting against a good team without Anthony Davis.
I want to ask you about that Knicks-Hawks series. I picked the Hawks in that series because I didn't know where the Knicks were going to get enough points, and Julius Randle turned into Orange Julius in this playoffs. What do you make of the Knicks and what happened here? Is it just Julius, their best player all year, had a stinker?
Is there still Orange Julius anywhere?
I don't know. When I used to work in the mall, they were everywhere.
Julius used to be so good. What was that creamy orange drink that they used to make? I think it was called Orange Julius.
Orange Julius, right.
It was pretty. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know where those are anymore. Those things were amazing. I picked the Hawks in the series for the same thing. And like, look, in a playoff series, he struggled. Look, don't get me wrong, he struggled on the stage, But the other part of that is, in a playoff series, even if you're dealing with LeBron or Durant or Curry or whoever, if I throw enough at player one, I can make life difficult, right? I can make it tough for them to really control. I can make it, they're not going to be able to just take over the game. And where was their secondary scoring going to come from? RJ Barrett? Like, who was going to step up and be their secondary scorer? And the answer has been nobody, really. Like, they've made life difficult for Randall. Randall struggled a little bit, and there isn't another answer. This is a team that got by all season on outworking you, which is, I don't want to take anything away from them. They played hard, and they played smart all season, but when you get to the playoffs, everybody's playing hard now. And they played good defense, and they have played decent, pretty good defense.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
In the series, but the Hawks just have more weapons. It's not just Trae Young. If you make life difficult for Trae Young, they've got John Collins, they've got Bogdanovich, they've got good defense back there with Capella. Like, they have other scoring options, you know, to bring Lou Williams off the bench. They've got other scoring options other than just Trae Young, and the Knicks just don't have that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would also say, I mean, Trae has been magnificent. Let's not undersell it. I mean, if they don't leave him out as long as Nate left him out in game two, this series might already be over. I also think that they're built for the 21st century, whereas the Knicks are not. You know, Derrick Rose has become a viable 3-point shooter, but that's not who he truly is. Julius Randle keeps taking threes. Now, he made 2 of 4, but he's more of a mid-range face-up drive you sort of guy. You know, RJ Barrett, like they're kind of built for the 90s more than they're built for the 21st century, as opposed to the Hawks. That, you know, they made 13 threes. They spread you out. They get free throws. They get easy twos, and you know, and floaters and layups and threes. They play more 21st century basketball. I think that's a little bit of what's on display. Kurt, it's been great catching up with you.
Yes,
thank you so much. Have a happy Memorial Day. We'll talk to you very soon.
And stop yelling at the refs. All right.
Well, yeah, if they'd stop targeting my daughter, we'd be all good, man. I'm telling you.
Is that Heline's kid? I hate that guy's columns.
Right?
I
no doubt. I hate him.
Right. I'm going to take it out on his daughter. Coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up next, Naomi Osaka is she's going all Marshawn Lynch on the tennis media. Does she have a point? We'll discuss next on the Dan Patrick Show.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes on the Dan Patrick Show. Boys are back tomorrow. I don't know if McLovin's back. He was apparently out here on the coast. Maybe that's why they had tofu instead of meat Friday. The whole thing is very disappointing. If there's one guy who's going to get voted off the island, that's going to be the one.
Have you ever had tofu?
Sure, it's good. But you can't have tofu on meat Friday. Like, that's a violation of not only Dan Patrick man code, but general man code. It's meat Friday, you have meat. Not fake meat. Not, you know.
I can't do any of that stuff. I just cannot. Just let me eat, and you know, when my time is done on Earth, I'll move on. I mean,
you never had the meatless meat.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
You're gonna try it?
No, I'm not interested.
Wait, you'll travel the seven seas. You'll go to every continent, but you're not gonna be like, hey, you know, like,
I tried a sustainable meat product that's better for me. Huh? I tried it one time because I was going into a hamburger, I can't remember what one it was, and they offered me a $5 gift card if I would try one of those burgers. And the only stipulation is you had to eat the whole thing. And so I said, you know what? Let me order it. Let me try it. I'll try it. I'm not going to be Fred Flintstone. Let me see if this is any good. And it was awful. The texture, the taste, I was eating a fake hamburger.
How many years ago?
I don't know, about 3 years ago. I was eating a fake hamburger because they were just introducing it to Carl's Jr. That was the restaurant.
Yeah,
Doug, it just didn't taste right. It didn't feel right.
Listen, if you try it and you don't like it, that's okay.
Yeah,
I do wonder. Have you tried it and not know what it was? What your reaction would have been?
Yeah,
It's like you wait till somebody's done. It's like, you know, hey, you want to try some menudo? Sure. What is it? I don't know, just try it. Like, okay, now I tell you what menudo is. You're like, wait, what?
Right. I get that part. There is a mental aspect to that when people don't know.
Correct.
Right? Definitely. Right. They do that all the time for hypochondriacs. Give them sugar pills or pills. Oh, yeah, you're going to be good. Take 3 of these every day. And they think they're taking something. And then all of a sudden they feel better, even though they're not taking anything.
It's called the placebo effect. Let's get to Naomi Osaka, who won, but she got fined because she won't talk to the media because she said Her mental health is at risk, essentially, by talking to the media.
I'm out on that. I'm not buying it. Matter of fact, I wrote a column on Deadspin.com. You can check it out. I think she's all the way wrong here. And if she has, and I'm not discounting her having a mental issue, health issue, and if she does, I wish she would step aside and get some help, relax, do whatever it makes her to do whatever you have to do to make yourself feel better. But coming and playing tennis and doing everything else except talking to the media, I just have an issue with. It's a part of your job. It's a part of the conduct code, right, which all the tournaments, Grand Slam tournaments, pointed out that this is what you sign up for, Doug, when you become a professional tennis player. And if you can't do those things and you can't do everything that they need you to do, then don't play.
I don't like the idea of, well, she can play and that doesn't affect her mental health, but she can't meet with the media. I think the big thing is athletes, and this is people in general, we don't appreciate what the media is actually here for, right? You're actually here to educate the public and in sports to make you want to watch. She's a great story. She's a great player. And I can't think of any line of questioning which has been so out of line towards Naomi Osaka that you could go like, hey, that may affect her mental health. I call bull. That's what I do. And
right.
I think a good portion of it is the association with negativity towards the media and kind of feeding into that. Like, oh, there's like what tennis media is such is, you know, is going to go after you and chase you down for some hard hitting story.
Where was that when they were writing the story about her and her support for Black Lives Matter last June and people taking to the streets and the media doing story after story about athletes standing up, Doug? Do you remember those stories?
Sure.
The same media that you can't stand wrote those stories. It bothers me as a journalist for 35 years when people try to discount the media. I think it's ridiculous. You would hate to live in a world without the media.
Real quick, Philly or Washington over as of tonight?
Yes. I think it's all over.
I agree. Utah, Memphis in Memphis. Does Memphis draw even tonight?
No, I think Utah wins.
I agree. And I think people are starting to see why Rudy Gobert is as good and as handsomely compensated as he can be. For Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Have a great Memorial Day. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.